Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of his only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, peace and blessings. This is your brother, Shalah, and I wanted to continue bringing more information out in regards to the technology that the evil, wicked are using upon mankind. Using nanotechnology, also known as nanobots. This technology is satanic, is highly advanced. And you have whistleblowers out there that are actually speaking on it. And I had brought out some information about targeted justice. You have Richard Lighthouse and Anna Toledo, who are pretty much spearheading the lawsuit, but they're, you know, going on different platforms and they're discussing what's happening. Richard Lighthouse is a scientist, and Anna Toledo is an attorney, so they're going into the nanotechnology, which is used to target individuals who are placed unjustly on a government or terrorist watch list. It is a mechanism in place to silence those that are considered adversaries for what? For speaking the truth, or who have, you know, information. You know, some of these people who are targeted as scientists, they come up with different procedures or inventions that actually could help people. And it's actually not a good thing in the sight of these people who use intimidation and use their technology to oppress the masses of people, because they are controlling the earth. So they want the earth one way, which is a prison planet to mainly keep God's people under subjection, not spiritually flourishing, because of the chemicals that they spray in the air and the foods that, you know, that they are producing is not meant to make a person, you know, in optimal health, you know, because the body is a vessel to be used to praise the Lord. And when you're sick and when you're weak and when your mind is not running in optimum shape by chemicals, you know, metals and what's the other one? Barium oxide, mercury, all these things that cause autism and, not autism, but, it could, I'm not for sure, but I was going to say, Alzheimer's. And dementia. Let's see. Let me look that up right quick. Autism and mercury. Because of those vaccines that cause a lot of harm. Oh, that's the spirit. I had mentioned that, and it's actually true. It says serum levels of blood mercury were significantly higher in autistic children than healthy controls. Increased levels of blood mercury were found in autistic. Okay. Are heavy metals linked to autism? Another heavy metal that has been linked to autism is lead. Let's go a little further. The relationship between mercury and autism. So, yeah, well, you know, what was said was accurate. So, going back to this podcast that I would like to share with you is from, let's see who the person is. So, you can go check it out yourself. Her name is Sarah Westall. That's SARAH Westall, WESTALL. This is her platform, and the name of the broadcast is Targeted Individuals or Lab Rats. So what are lab rats? Lab rats were used for experimentation. So people that are unjustly placed on terrorist watch list, or even if they're not watch listed or even outspoken, they will randomly select people from all walks of life to be experimented on with directed energy weapons that torture, that will use, the technology will use subliminal thoughts, which is coming from those cell towers, is a way to try to reprogram the way a person think or feel. They would also use a voice to skull, also known as V2K, and is used to torment and torture people because they're hearing audio or voices in their head all day and all night. And these very symptoms are, similar to mental illness. And this is how they're hiding this experimentation, because people that are actually normal or being subjugated with this technology, and then they go complain to someone, what do you think going to happen? They're going to lock that person up in a mental institution, and that will only further their torment because they'll be experimented more. They'll be given medications that they don't need, but it's a way for these intelligence agencies and the government, shadow government, to further their experimental programs and to create the perfect weapon. This is all linked to the Brain Initiative, as well as their Agenda 2030, which is to have human beings connected to supercomputers using RFID microchips that will be embedded in the right or left hand, and also in the brain, to control the human mind, to control the soul. The Bible tells us in the Book of Revelation, chapter 13, as well as chapter 14, about the mark of the beast. It is an economic system through microchips. It's also going to be used to track and to alter the mind, the human consciousness. This is what they're, using this technology for, as cliche as it sounds, world domination. So these people are very, very evil, what's happening, because this is a part of their one world order agenda. And so people who are classified as targeted individuals are, human non-consensual human test subjects so many words, to be the ones who are unfortunately put on the front lines for this demonic technology to be used or scaled up to the masses of people throughout the earth. So we're gonna play this audio, and if I need to if I need to chime in, I will. If not, I'll just continue listening, because I haven't heard all of the broadcast. It does have commercials and stuff like that in between the actual interview, because she's interviewing them. And I have to subscribe to this channel, because she's bringing out a lot of good information. So it's a webpage. It's sarahwestall.com. And is the page is beyond, or the actual article, because she has like an article, Beyond Nanobots, which is the nanotechnology or also known as smart dust, how they can track every person on Earth with Lighthouse in Toledo. So they're going to discuss this very subject. So here we go. I'm gonna play it as in play it in its entirety. So here we go.
The behavior, I'm pretty sure that during MK Ultra, they Dr. Ewan Cameron was the CIA doctor in Canada that did a lot of this early testing. Non-consensually, I might add. And he did find that there were a certain percentage of people that would not respond to his, you know, place them in a coma, wipe their memory, and try to create a new personality. And these people would completely resist.
Many of you remember Dr. Zelenko, the courageous doctor who saved countless lives using hydroxychloroquine during the pandemic. Dr. Z not only saved lives in the United States, but many countries adopted his protocols, and he saved even more lives around the world. Since those early days, him and his team at Z-Stack developed an entire line of immunity-building supplements, from Z-Detox to Z-Shield to Z-Night. Now, they also have Kids Z-Stack. It's the same as the adult Z-Stack, but formulated to protect kids from the onslaught they will see this cold and flu season. What many don't know about Dr. Z was his passion to end child trafficking. Before he passed away, he partnered with Mission Safe Harbor, and now a portion of every sale of Kid Z-Stack is donated to help end child trafficking. Now you can protect your kids while also helping to protect kids everywhere. Buy using the link below or go to sarahwessel.com under shop. Know you are protecting your entire family while also helping to end child trafficking. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Richard Lighthouse and Anna Toledo coming to the program. They are both experts on the Targeted Individual Program. They represent targeted justice, and they're trying to expose what's actually going on, but they're really one of the top leading experts in the world in this area. Richard has 2 degrees, one from Stanford in engineering. He used to work with NASA. Anna Toledo is an attorney, and she's been fighting this. Both of them are also targeted individuals, but they understand the mechanisms of delivery and what the technology is behind this that's causing this. They even go as far as saying that, you know, some of these psychoses, the mass psychosis that they've talked about on the Joe Rogan show, really is probably targeted individuals or pumping out frequencies to create these psychoses, maybe the Trump derangement syndrome or something that's just so odd. You know, people are acting so weird, and they're so caught up in things beyond what's normal, and they're thinking this is what's behind it. But we're going to talk quite a bit and dive into this and how people are actually put on this list, these terrorist lists and targeted individual lists. And they believe that there's over 6 million people worldwide who are targeted, and about 25% of the people actually know they are. The rest just think they're crazy or think that there's a lot going on. But the scary part isn't so much that, well, it's scary that people are being targeted, but it's scary of what they plan on doing with this. And if they were doing some mass psychosis stuff, then they're targeting all of us. And the other thing that's even more scary is that with our, they have an ID. We all have a special frequency that we all pump out. We all have innate IDs with our frequency, and they're tracking every single person on the planet with that. You don't have to have a cell phone to be tracked. They're tracking you this way, and they're going to explain it. This is a big deal, and it's important that people understand it. I keep saying that we need scientists coming out who are in these programs, or scientists all over the world who are willing to help fight this and figure out how to negate it and to stop it. We need protective mechanisms so that we're not just sitting ducks with these people who are so much more advanced than we are at the weaponry behind it, and we protect ourselves. So this is really a timely and good conversation. You know, people are talking about the jab creating these nanobots inside your body. So that could be another mechanism of delivery, but it surely isn't the only one. And we're going to talk about that today. Okay, before I get into that, I want to remind you about the New Matrix product that I have that tricks your face into thinking it has a sunburn. And by doing so, it increases the collagen in your face and it decreases the wrinkles and makes you look younger and more glowing, and it fixes all sorts of problems. If you go to the spa and get microneedling or something like that, that's a good few $100. This thing is like a trip to the spa every single time you use it, and they recommend using it twice a day. It's really hard.
I just want to say, these are commercials, and especially when it comes to the microneedling or whatever they call it, that's not a process that we would want to partake in. The Bible go into not making cuts in your flesh. And I believe that that's what they do, you know, with that type of technology. So I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, the certain aspects of all these different broadcasts that I go into, I don't necessarily agree with, you know, the different doctrines. You know, like I've played podcasts from Christians, or basically modern Christianity, but it was information that was being brought out that was truthful. That was going into the targeted individual program by Scott Hensley. And he was bringing out a lot of good information. So I just want to put that out there. This channel is based in the belief that God's chosen people who are classified as people of color, Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans, people from Africa, people from India, people from China, people from, France and England and Vietnam, all over the earth, our people are, you know, living in those countries scattered, you know, but their bloodline go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So this channel speaks about God's chosen people, the elect and a remnant who are being awakened in these last days. And the wicked are the ones that are targeting these people worldwide. This is why you're going to have the great tribulation period where God's chosen people will be hunted down. And mainly the persecution will take place here in America, which is Babylon the Great. So this channel is about telling our people to repent and warning the flock and giving them the spiritual tools in these last days to endure to the end. Because, yeah, we bringing out all of this information, you know, us brothers that'll go into the technology, the wiles of the devil. The Bible goes into a prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself. So we have to sound the alarm. We have to warn our people about the satanic devices, the jab that had ensnared a lot of our people to the point where they had, perished from the technology that was injected in their bodies. And all the other side effects that cause harmful things, you know, blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, aneurysms, you know, all kind of blood disorders, neurological issues. I mean, the list goes on of all the people that are dying, both famous and just unknown people. You know, from all walks of life, rich, poor, middle class. This devil, he is not sparing, you know, his destruction. So we have to let our people know what's going on. So I just wanted to say that. I know that, I was long-winded, but just pick out the bones. That's what I mean. Just pick out the bones. Just learn to decipher from the information that could be used, from the information that can't be used. So micro needling or whatever. No. Here we go.
Use it twice a day for me because it, you know, it kind of hurts a little bit. It takes like 10 minutes. It feels like a sunburn. And for me, I use it at least once a day and it's making a difference. And I really love this stuff. So I recommend that if that's something you do, if you are interested in building up your collagen and looking younger, try this product. I have the link below, or you can buy at...
Hold on, let me just fast forward.
Maybe you can... Hi, Anna and Richard. Thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you for having us.
Morning.
You guys are together and yours goes blurry for some reason. So people just need to know we're having a little bit of interruptions and that's okay. It just kind of comes with the territory. But okay, can you guys talk about what your backgrounds are? I don't care who starts. What is your background before we dive into this, you know, targeted individual discussion, which is going to be super eye-opening for people?
Well, I'm going to ladies first. I'm going to start. I am an attorney. I went to Columbia College in the city of New York. And after I studied law in Puerto Rico, I did a master's in environmental law and went back to my island to do, to be an eco-warrior sort of, and recover a lot of the environment that has been damaged by industry. So I got involved in a class action lawsuit on behalf of a disenfranchised community in the town of Barceloneta. And that's when 20 something years ago, I got first targeted, but I didn't know it for two decades. And when it became really bad in 2021, that's when I realized I was a targeted individual. For all that time, things happened and I didn't know. And targeted justice basically airlifted me out of Puerto Rico before something happened. So I came to Houston to work on a lawsuit on behalf of targeted individuals to end this heinous program.
Well, I'm sure you just learned a ton once you started getting involved and realized, you know, there are more than just you that are being targeted. Did it take a while? I want to get to Richard's background, but what made you realize that you were targeted? Did you realize on your own, or did you start to suspect it?
No. One close person to me that is also targeted in California, I talked to her over the phone and I said, look, this is happening to me and the keys disappear and then they appear and this. And she said, And I can't remember distinctly. She said, oh my God, you're a targeted individual. And this was in August of 2021. And I said, what is that? She said, just Google it, look it up. And that's when I started discovering and unraveling and connecting the dots. And it was because everybody around me knew it. And a lot of people were either mind controlled or blackmailed or profited from assisting in this. And everybody knew but me, you know. So, it was an eye opener. And that's how it happened. In Puerto Rico, people are very isolated. It's an island. And I have now come to realize that there's a lot of targeted people, but they don't realize that it's called targeting. And so that's one of the things I really appreciate, the opportunity to get the word out there, because even in the United States, it is our estimate that there are around 400,000 people, 75% of which don't know that they are targeted.
Yeah, that's the numbers that I've heard. It's pretty incredible. Richard, tell us your background.
Well, I'm an engineer by education, a master's degree in mechanical engineering from Stanford. I've previously worked at NASA, and I've been working in the energy industry for more than 20 years. I've got a website, ourlighthouse.com.
And both of you, I mean, we have a lawyer and we have an engineer here you guys are both accomplished people who are, now Richard, are you targeted as well?
Yes, I am. I've been targeted for more than 10 years. I got
So
the.
why the heck are you guys targeted? Do you know? I mean,
I can tell you. Well, I was told by that person who found out from a relative of mine that knew that I was targeted when I got involved in a litigation against 11 big pharmaceutical companies. Because they operated, own and operate a wastewater treatment plant that had been a nuisance for 30 years. And these are the hugest, hugest pharma you can imagine. And from that moment, I got targeted. But it seems that I was in handling code 4, which is the slight targeting that, yeah, you do get microwaved and you do get gang stalked, but you think it's just that people are having a bad day and that's why they treat you badly. But then towards 2016, it became a little bit worse. I started falling after I got a dental crown. I started falling out of nowhere. But then it became really, really, the gang stalking became really bad. And that's how I found out, because the idea, you know, as you may know, the idea is to make the person believe they're going crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of it relies on plausible deniability, like, you know, the car breakdowns, the car flat tires, the dead pets, all of these things are plausible deniability. So I didn't think anything of it until somebody told me for a fact, oh my God, you're targeted. So that's how I became. And then in the course of the years, they collected more people because I was a warrior for the environment. I was a warrior anti-corruption. And I was doing research on things that were going on in Puerto Rico that other people didn't connect the dots. And class action lawsuits that I had like 7 of them that could be filed. And so my original persons that put me in the program started collecting enemies of mine, like, look, you know, join forces. And this has been confirmed to me by 2 people, at least 2 people. So that's how they did it. They were very... very adept at collecting powerful people that joined in the cause to destroy me, to obliterate me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're going to dive into more of that. But Richard, why are you being targeted, and how did you figure it out?
It goes back a few years. I was working on some experiments involving slowing down or speeding up time. I was building this experiment in my house. I was trying to show between 2 very high precision clocks that I could slow one of them down just even slightly to demonstrate this. And I was using some fairly sophisticated electronic equipment, and suddenly I found my house was getting broken into on a daily basis. It was very strange. I was quite scared. So I was getting these house break-ins. Emails would disappear, phone calls. I would come home from work and the furniture in my house would be moved. They literally wanted me to know that they were there. I told my family about it, and at first they believed me, and it just got more and more strange. But so I did a lot of research, and I had a pretty good idea what it was, and that the FBI and CIA were both involved. Started contacting senators and congressmen about it. Then in 2016, I had a blood clot that went to my lungs, and the sheriff's department in the county here in Texas came out to the house, and this was, you know, it was like, you know, early in the morning hours, and the 2 sheriffs came into the house. We had called the ambulance, and the 2 sheriffs came in the house and said they would not allow the ambulance to come up the driveway to take me to the hospital because a suspected terrorist lived at this address.
Oh, geez, you were on a terrorist
watch. That's how I found out.
Wow. Okay, so I have to ask. You're talking to somebody who really is interested in science. You were trying to slow down time. Now, were you just messing with the clock, or do you think you actually slowed down time?
I actually have written a number of technical papers that are available on ourlighthouse.com. They're free, as well as on independent.academia.edu. There's a number of inventions that I've provided that are relevant to this, and some of them are quite popular. So, I encourage folks to look that up if they're interested.
So what's the answer? You think you did slow down time a little bit instead of just affecting?
Well, I provide the mathematics and the physics for how it works.
Wow. Yes, you slowed down time.
It's not really related to, it's not directly related to targeting, but I think.
No, I know, but it's just so freaking interesting. So I had to ask about it.
So yeah, it's they're technical papers with both the math and the physics that's involved. If somebody's interested.
You can't bring that up and not have me ask because it's really cool. Okay, so people know to go to his website and check it out more. Maybe we'll have you back at some point to talk about it. Okay, now more serious. You've done a lot of research, though, on figuring out how they're targeting people. And this is what I really want people to know is how they're targeting people and what they're actually doing. It was really interesting because you brought up, I emceed that symposium that you were part of. And one of the things that you brought up was a possibility of how the Trump derangement syndrome was happening, and also a possibility of how things that seem so obvious to us, people just can't see it.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Sarah. So a lot of folks that follow Joe Rogan may remember he did a very popular interview with Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology back in, I think it was January of 2022. And they had a big discussion, and Dr. Malone called it mass formation psychosis. They couldn't explain, it was clearly some type of delusion or manipulation happening on a mass scale. They couldn't pin it down what it was or how it worked. And I've written to both of them repeatedly saying, you know, since 2018, Targeted Justice has been stating all this is done with subliminal messaging from cell towers. And there's a U.S. patent to back it up. So, and it ties very much in with the voice-to-skull technology, which many of our members are aware of. So it's very
simple. The voice to skull is just directing energy waves into a person's ear or at them, just like you would direct a light wave to, you know, to create a light bulb or a laser. You're directing a sound wave to direct it. It's the same technology. And it's real. We've seen the Iraqi soldiers all surrendered back in the early 90s. It's been around for a long time.
Yes.
But they're using this now on the people. Now, how do you guys know that, we know that they're doing it to certain people, but how do we know how widespread it is, like with this Trump derangement syndrome, for example?
I can tell you that we have done surveys among targeted individuals, and it is around 65% of them get the attacks, the torture with the microwave auditory effect. It's also called the Frey effect. And the atrocious thing is that they are doing it to generational targeted individuals, the grandmother, the daughter, and the granddaughters. We have reports of children as young as 3 years old saying, Miss, my toys talk to me. And we do not know on a long-term basis, and this is where, you know, people that are interested in protecting the children have to move in. And it is because this torture tactic is carried out with microwave beams. So we do not know the effect of children's developing brains on a long-term basis being exposed to microwave beams 24/7. And so that's one of the things. And as Richard mentions and like to tell everybody, you know, it's a very simple test, not for children, but for adults, to just cup your hands and for 60 seconds in a very quiet place, and you will hear little pops that you think, sometimes you think it'll be your joint. No, it's not your joint. It's the microwave pops of the microwave beams heating you. So that's, to me, that's one of the most concerning things. Children and grandparents that, you know, we have people in retirement communities that are tortured with V2K. Do you imagine being 75 years old and not having peace because you have these criminals torturing you 24/7 with these voices? It's terrible.
One thing, Richard, you said to me is that they will take a dead mother or something and then use that voice to make it even worse.
Yes.
There are so many supplements out there, it's confusing what's best for optimizing your health. Beyond getting your basic nutrition, if there's one vital ingredient for optimal health, contributing factor first brought you, there are so contributing factors brought you.
You can't do that.
Well, they don't care about laws. Okay, so what?
Example, it needs apparently a minimum amount, and then it can mimic that voice almost identically. So we have individuals that where the father-son relationship was very poor, and now the person is an adult, and they're using the dead father's voice to harass him 24 hours a day. You're dumb. You're stupid. Why don't you kill yourself? Can you imagine that 24 hours a day?
Yeah, that is torture.
Yeah, it's psychological torture, and it's a violation of the Geneva Conventions under any rules, civilian or enemy combatant. It's against the law. You can't do that.
Well, they don't care about laws. Okay, so what, why? Why are they doing this to what we have 6 million people, we're thinking, and 25%, only 25% even know they're targeted because they just think the other 75% think they're kind of going nuts or they don't even know what to think about it. But why? Why are they doing this?
We think that this is an extension of the MK Ultra program developed by the CIA since the 1950s and FBI's COINTELPRO program that involved organized stalking, harassment, break-ins, things like that. So they've taken the mind control elements and combined it with the harassment of stalking. And the entire program, it appears the goal of the entire program, which actually a little more history, you got to go back to post-World War II in Germany. The secret police there were very developed these methods apparently, and then the CIA and the FBI picked them up and sort of put them on steroids. And the goal is to get someone to break down, to get them to act crazy, get them committed to a mental hospital or commit a heinous crime. So you can put them in prison. So basically the goal is to neutralize the person without killing them and without false charges. So they basically implicate themselves and it becomes very difficult for the person to get out of. So they're trying to neutralize. So I'll give you an example. Whistleblowers are a common TI.
Yeah.
Scientists that won't, you know, pull the line on the government propaganda. Political activists that won't toe the government line. So they're trying to silence these voices by making it apparent, like, if you speak out, we'll put you in the program. So the goal is to silence dissent and silence these people from being a part of a society. It's a threat.
an interesting point he can tell you about is how about this DC, how your numbers, your website numbers. Can you explain to Sarah how we believe there's a huge concentration of targeted individuals in the DC area?
Yeah, the security clearances are if you can read about it in some of the books. There's a very famous book called Legacy of Ashes. It's all about the history of the CIA. And the top secret clearances and the government's paranoia around people with top secret clearances and their access to information. And what we have found is the highest density of TIs in the world is Washington, D.C. And so we know a number of TI folks in the Washington, D.C. area. We've tried to get them better organized and stuff, and we just haven't had a lot of success. But it's either predictable or unusual that Washington, D.C. is kind of an epicenter of targeted individuals.
That makes sense. So what are the mechanisms of delivery to do this? Because, you know, people are talking about the jab as being, you know, a mechanism delivery, and it looks like it is. But there are so many other full spectrum dominance. There's so many other ways they can deliver this. We talked about voice to skull. What are some of these mechanisms?
Well, I can mention the non-consensual implants that are placed within many of our brains and our bodies. And so the medical profession has been compromised. dentists too, surgeons, anesthesiologist, and they many people, and radiologists too, because you know you get an x-ray or a CT scan and the radiologist report will not reflect that you have something in the middle of your brain that is not supposed to be there. So that's one of the, you know, one of the huge complaints of targeted individuals. And we, you know, as one of the most popular newsletters that Targeted Justice has had is a simple method to detect it with the megaphone. I do want to say that our internal surveys reflect that 14% of targeted individuals are homeless versus the 0.5% national average. 67% are unemployed. So this is a program to obliterate your life, to remove you from your family, your friends. And before you know it, all of a sudden you start losing, oh, I haven't heard from that person in a long time. It's intentional. People stay away from you because they are told that you're either a terrorist, a criminal, a pedophile, or whatever they want to make up, whatever lie they want to make up about you. So it's those are some of the methods, you know, the social control, defamation, throughout your network, your social network and professional network, humiliation by many people, the way they treat you wherever you go, and also physically, it's an absolute violation of the Fourth Amendment by placing illegal artifacts inside of your body, in violation of the prohibition to, you know, people should be safe in their persons and their property.
Well, they just passed a law that went into a new ruling of the FDA that went into effect January 21st of 2024 that informed consent is no longer required for procedures they deem as low risk. So I think they could get away with almost anything now because of that.
Well, FDA has a problem, and it is this. They're supposed to regulate these artifacts, and they're supposed to have a cradle-to-grave policy, because if there is a recall or a malfunction in any of these, they're supposed to be able to notify the people that have been implanted. However, this doesn't operate. It's not operating there. Maybe it does for pacemakers and official artifacts that people have really given their consent to, but the people that have been implanted without their consent or knowledge, they don't get any sort of notification from them.
Yeah, it's a black budget. They are a black operation, so they're not thinking about your rights. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. It's not funny, but it's real. Okay, so what are the purpose of it? I mean, are they beyond testing now? Are, you know, I always thought that the targeted individuals are test subjects for what they want to bring in, but it seems that for a lot of these programs, it's beyond testing. It's already in implementation of doing, you know, getting whistleblowers and scientists and stuff to back off and to just get out of the picture without killing them. They just look nuts. So that's how they deal with it. But there's also other agendas, right, of doing testing for some of their transhuman purposes that they have in the future.
Yeah, that's apparently the case, Sarah. We've got Anna mentioned she had non-consensual implants placed in her brain. There's at least three of them in there that are visible in the x-rays. And we've got so many TIs that have reported similar experiences, either x-rays verifying that something is there, and doctors generally call it a foreign object. And we're trying to raise awareness about it. It's one of our programs here at Targeted Justice, and just get the word out. We strongly suspect that these non-consensual implants extend well beyond the TI community. We found, particularly in teeth, that apparently these chop shops that make the artificial teeth and for dentists and stuff, and they apparently have an RFID chip placed in them that's unique. And so whenever you get a bridge or a molar put in, something like that, it's already got a chip in it. And we don't know to the degree that dentists are willingly or knowingly participating, but so many people have checked and scanned and they're showing RFID readings in their jawline. So we know they're there, and it extends well beyond the TI community.
Something nobody is asking is, where is all this data going? Why the connection of data? And that is something that we wish we could delve into, because clearly people are getting our private, intimate data. But who is it? Who is it that is getting it?
That's the testing that I'm wondering, because there's two parts of this. There's the already in implementation to, you know, to get rid of targets that they don't, that are against the government narrative or whatever agenda they have. And then there's this other side of it, which seems to be that they're test subjects, and test subjects need to be providing them data. That's what it seems like to me. And they're trying to figure out what frequencies do what. They're trying to figure us out.
Well, one of the things that I have come to learn here at Targeted Justice is that there's 64 kinds of personalities, and they haven't figured out what makes each one break. And I think that we, the targeted individuals, are an experiment, because this was going to be rolled out to the population as a mechanism to control it. So there are some of us that have been unbendable, even though we've gone through hell and high water, but they have not been able to make us, for example, I'll give you an example. One of the things that, you know, they can change your behavior with these implants a little bit, but there are intrinsic things like dignity, like honesty, that they can't change. In my case, for example, as an attorney, they tried to make me commit little crimes or big crimes, you know, and I'd be like, no, oh my God, I'm a law and order person, or also ethical violations in my profession, to see if they could catch me in it. And one beautiful lady I'd never met before, she approached me in the court and said to me, they have tried to disbar you on so many occasions, but they haven't been able to because you're too much of an honest woman. And that proves that there is no transhumanist agenda that can go against your firmly set values and beliefs. They can't do away with that.
I have this goes along with the psychologist that I have that works for the military. I'm not sure what branch. He's off the record. You know, it's someone I talk to. Everybody in this industry has intelligence contacts that they work with. And he used to work with MKUltra patients. And he learned a lot during that process. At first, he's like, I didn't know what to think. And then he began to realize this was all true. And he worked with a lot of people during the years. And I asked him, I said, why is it that certain people aren't affected? He says, I'm just too darn stubborn, except to use a different word than that. He says, you're just too stubborn, so they can't get to you. To me, that's not a good enough. I mean, I think it's probably part of it, but you said, Richard, in the symposium, something about mental constructs, and that's something that another person brought that up to me, about how they're going to use our own mental constructs to control us. Could you talk a little bit more about that as well? I think it goes to what Anna is saying.
Yeah, yes, it does. So if you go, psychologists generally are trained in the Myers-Briggs type profile testing, or now they've gotten into what they call modified Myers-Briggs. Before, it was like you're either or, you're a thinker or a judger, and they create a profile based on that. And now they've modified it to make it much more detail. And as Anna was saying, they're trying to put a label on, hey, we've determined if you're an INTJ or whatever category they've got, that we found that the organized stalking is what breaks you down the quickest. So they're trying to come up with rules based on these behavior patterns that they can label someone, and right out of the gate, they go, okay, this person is this label. We know how to break them down. So
are you an INTJ?
I haven't taken a Myers-Briggs in many years.
I've come out as an INTJ, but recently I'm like in between two different things. I'm like in between thinker and feeling. I'm not one or the other. And I'm wondering if that, you know, that's why Myers-Briggs isn't 100% accurate. People think it is. It's amazingly accurate, but it's not. Yeah.
It really needs more detail, and that's why a number of groups have tried to modify it and try and provide more granularity in the definition. So, that's ongoing. But in terms of behavior, I'm pretty sure that during MKUltra, Dr. Ewan Cameron was the CIA doctor in Canada that did a lot of this early testing, non-consensually, I might add. And he did find that there were a certain percentage of people that would not respond to his, place them in a coma, wipe their memory, and try to create a new personality. And these people would completely resist. And he didn't know why. And I don't know that they've ever clarified exactly what those, personality characteristics are. Or I'd like to think it's more rooted in beliefs. If you've got core beliefs, as Anna was saying, that are very rigidly based in your personality, it may be impossible or very difficult to alter those. But it's a great question. I wish I knew the answer.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to crack, right? Is they're trying to get to that. And then they're also trying to figure out what, because one frequency doesn't work. On some things it does, but on other things, there's one, like with blood pressure, there's 21 different frequencies that affect blood pressure depending on who you are and what your makeup is. So there isn't just one, and it's like that across everything. And that's where the fallacy is that there's just one. And that's what a lot of people in the industry think that, but it's not. And that's why they're working so hard and that's a good thing. That's something that was innate in us that helps, that protects us. But we got to get ahead of this so that they don't figure all this stuff out, and that we, that's what you guys are all about, is this organization trying to educate people, inform people, and then try to stop it. Do you want to show some of these slides that you have? Is this a good time for that?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Slide number two is I think fairly important, and we've got a lot of interest that on our website.
Can you see this?
There you go. Yeah.
You want to go to slide two? Okay.
Yeah, slide two. So this is something that we've really tried to get the word out on, that everyone is being tracked, and I do mean literally everyone, even small babies. People that come from out of the country, we've checked them as well. They are being tracked as well. The microwave pulse is very noticeable if you put your knuckles right on that spot. Most people can hold it there for a little while, and they can feel the pulses. It feels about once a second. Or you can put your forearm, your bare forearm, across there as well and feel the pulses. And after you get normalized to it and get a sense, it almost feels like a warm, very subtle warm breath of air. It's very subtle, and you got to focus your attention on it. And then after you recognize it, I can hold my hand over someone like this and count the pulses without even touching them. So I can feel it in my hand from the cell towers, and I trained other TIs how to do that. I can figure out anywhere that I travel, I can tell there's a cell tower that way. And I can feel it in my hand and go, oh, there's one that way. I can feel it.
And all of us are tracked? Like every single person on the planet now is tracked?
We think it is likely most, if not all, the people on the planet. They had to come up with a system. A lot of people think it's done through your cell phone, but there's so many people that don't have a cell phone or a computer. They weren't going to be able to track everybody without something actually involved your person, something that can't be taken away or stripped from you. So, but it's actually a reflected signal. And a question we get a lot from this is, well, how do they know it's you? If you're in a busy shopping mall, how do they know it's you?
That's right.
Well, there's a doctor by the name of Dr. Rauni Kild. She was the chief medical officer in Finland, and she was a targeted individual. And it appears that she was murdered in around 2011. But she wrote a book called Bright Light on Black Shadows. And in that book, she states that they found whenever a microwave pulse hits your head, your brain releases an ouch signal that's like a fingerprint. It's a unique frequency that it releases
that
identifies you, and nobody else has it. So it's sort of like an eye scan or a fingerprint. It's a unique frequency, and so they capture that frequency, and they know it's you.
We have an innate identifier as a frequency that that makes a lot of sense. So they don't need all this other mechanisms to be able to track us. When people think they're being tracked by the cell phone and stuff, they just don't need any of that.
That's right. They don't need it.
Well, one thing that targeted individuals report, 83% of our registered targeted individuals report artificial tinnitus. And that when you compare it to the 14-17% average nationwide, that's another telltale sign that they get this very strong tinnitus from the tracking.
Wow. Okay. What kind of symptoms would that be?
Well, the ring, it's the ringing in your ear, and it tends to be more prominent in one than the other, and it's a very high pitched. Some people have characterized it as about an 8,000 hertz frequency, and if you listen to that tone, you know, a TI that's used to hearing the tinnitus, you grow to where you try to ignore it. We recommend you try to ignore it, and if you listen to an 8,000 hertz frequency, it very closely matches the tinnitus. It appears that they may be deliberately burying it some signals because it has some other effect, and we're not sure what that is, but it's a very common symptom for targeted individuals.
Wow. Okay. What is your next slide? I know there's another one that you wanted to show. Is it this one?
Slide three. Yeah. So okay. This is where the subliminal message is. So if you follow the numbering I've got here, 1, 2, 3, 4. So number one, they used the Lockheed or Boeing GPS satellites. The Lockheed and Boeing companies have built all of the current orbiting GPS satellites. Lockheed is building the latest generation out of Littleton, Colorado. And they bounce that signal off your head. It is a scalar wave. So even if you're in a 50-story building on the second floor, that scalar wave will go through all those floors and reach you.
Yep.
And we've got a tab on our website that describes how scalar waves work, but very, very difficult or impossible to detect, but they travel right through steel and concrete and glass, no problem.
Well, scalar waves are instantaneous too, right? I mean, they can go anywhere.
That's true.
We've
read a number of technical reports claiming that they travel at faster than the speed of light.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that's really difficult to prove from a physics standpoint.
That makes sense.
So basically that signal is bounced off you, and two, it's sent to Schriever Space Force Base near Colorado Springs. Their supercomputer then, knowing those coordinates, can send a customized message to you through the closest cell tower, and the system knows very quickly which cell tower you're closest to based on those coordinates. And a subliminal message, it is very signal to the voice to skull. We know which frequencies are using for the voice to skull. We've measured many times between about 450 and about 650 hertz. But there could be a broader range to that. And the subliminal messages affect everyone. We've seen this with people that are susceptible to political issues, such as Trump, that becomes a very much a trigger. We've seen this with the gender dysphoria. There was a recent report at Brown University that 41% of the student population identified in the LGBT category, as opposed to just a few years ago. Of course, the historical norm for society is around 3 or 4%. So what, something is happening? Is something being put in the water? Does it mean it's, something's wrong? We're not saying that something's wrong. We're saying that something is mathematically improbable here. That's what we're saying.
The stats just don't add up to what historically things are. Something has changed.
That's right. Something has changed. And what is it? And what targeted justice is saying, and we'll see that even with some other often on the Stanley Cup tumblers. Where do people just go bonkers over buying an overpriced cup? It doesn't make sense unless you understand that subliminal messages can be directed to get them to go buy a pair of striped socks or whatever. And
they've always worked on marketing and doing subliminal messages, but this is way
over
more
the
common.
Top.
Yeah.
There was a federal judge in Nevada a number of years ago that ruled that subliminal messaging is illegal because it violates your privacy.
Yep.
And that had to do with subliminal messages that were put on a Judas Priest album. And somebody sued, and the judge did say, no, that's, you can't put subliminal message that that's not free speech. So it is a violation of privacy. So,
well, didn't in the 80s it became illegal because they were noticing that they were, maybe it was before then, but I thought it was the 80s where they were noticing that the television was doing subliminal messages. No. If you slowed those commercials down and slowed stuff down, you would see